Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks. Here we are. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. It's Monday, July 2nd. Happy pre-4th of July. Of course, we'll be jamming out with our good friend Dave Bray. His version of the Star Spangled Banner coming up here real soon when we wrap up this show. I see we to tell you that if you're going to call and with a 111111111 number, and I don't know who you are if you're calling, I'm probably not going to pick up your line. So please don't call with those mask numbers. Let me know who you are and why you're calling. Please, folks. I see Chris is in the queue. This is going to be crazy. I'm going to play something here really fast, ladies and gentlemen. This is from the night the Route 91 festival was shot up by Stephen Paddock, supposedly. This is just one of the 518 911 calls, batch number 5. IntelliHub has done an amazing job with this thing, and I'm going to play it real fast. Listen to this, folks. See if it plays. Here we go.
Monday, October 1, 2017, 20:16:24.
Please don't mind this.
Hello, this is Metro Police on the recorded line.
We are in the Route 91 car. There's people shooting.
Okay, where are you hiding?
We're hiding under one of the RVs. I don't know what it is.
Okay, are you injured at all?
No, we're not, but we're okay.
What is your name?
My name is Lisette.
Check this out.
Day, October 1. 2017, 2:41:23.
Metro Police, Gates 15960.
Hi, my name is Brad. I'm calling from the Palm Springs International Airport in Palm Springs, California.
Yes,
we got a call from one of our employees who is somewhere in Las Vegas, and we think it might be at an airport. She is absolutely hysterical.
So no, where it is, it's happening downtown, up near the Mandalay Bay. We have officers on scene and help on the way.
Okay, she's in a hangar at an airport. And she said that she's seen people getting shot there where she is.
She's saying she's at the airport, sir?
She says that she's at an airport and they broke into a hangar. She thinks it's hangar number 6, and there is shooting going on where she is.
How many minutes ago was this, sir?
We just got off the phone about 5 minutes ago with her. I've got her cell phone number and her name if you folks want to try and call her.
What is her name?
It's Lori.
Huh. What do you think about that, folks? There's an airport right behind Mandalay Bay where the helicopters are supposedly flying around. I'm going to be going over all these 518 911 calls on the night of the massacre at the Route 91 festival. I see my friend Eric is here watching. Eric, we would love you to join us on this show because I know you've been still digging and looking into this thing that took place in Vegas. That's going to be coming up here real soon. We will have Renee Downs, who was there at the Bellagio, which we will have some Bellagio audio. I found a little snippet of a Bellagio audio. Definitely not Renee. It is a Hispanic woman panicking for her life at the Bellagio Hotel. We have it. It is facts now. We cannot deny it. You cannot deny the stories that I've been bringing you. There have been multiple shooters at the Vegas massacre. In fact, they are claiming shit around. And the 911 calls that I have in this blog are from 9:59 p.m. to 1 a.m. The Mandalay Bay supposed massacre. There are 911 calls where they're talking about folks 10, 15 people inside, I think it was the Tropicana or the New York, one of the main hotels, 10 or 15 people already shot. We need help. These 911 calls are chilling, folks. There is a major, major cover-up going on out there. We have no idea why, but we have plenty to talk about here with my guest tonight. His name is Chris Crowley, and he is running for a state attorney's job in Southern Florida. We'll get the exact district, location, et cetera, we'll get his campaign slogan and whatever he has, whatever he's doing, his platform, what his idea is and what his goals are as that person. If he gets elected to that position, he's going up against incumbent. Her name is Miss Fox. She's got some crazy things happening. We're going to talk a little bit about his opponent. There is no Democrats running, from what I understand, in this race. So this race is just between him and her. And folks, we're going to hear his platform, and maybe I'll try to get her to come on, and we'll get her platform and let her have a little rebuttal maybe. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. You know, it's tough to say, but we're going to bring Chris in on in 1 second because I have to give props to my friends, Rob and Dave. LibertyRush.com and DaveBrayUSA.com. I'm going to talk to my guest real quick. So listen to this. Sit back. Please share. Invite all your friends. We're going to be having a great, great show here, and I'll play a little more of the 911 audio towards the end of the show. But check this out.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America.
That's right, folks. Get moving in America. Research your candidates. Election day's coming up. Folks, some of these people that are standing out in the streets trying to take away the rights of our citizens are going to be allowed to vote in November. So you make sure you get out to the polls double time to thwart them. Remember, in 2020, 16-year-olds are voting. So I've been saying for a long time, we need to get into the heads of the 16-year-olds and remind them of conservative values and constitutional principles that go back a couple centuries and maybe a century, two centuries and a half. You know, hey, Mandy's out there in New Zealand. The other side of the world, it's like tomorrow. When we talk to Mandy, we're talking to the future. Say hello to the future, everybody. She's out there in New Zealand. I think it's a 16-hour difference. So it's like the middle of the day in New Zealand. Crazy. We got listeners in New Zealand, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say hello to everybody there in the live feed. Of course, Mandy, Stacy says hello. Hello, Stacy. George, what's happening? Mike, Mark, Mr. Urbeck, I believe he's going to be calling. I don't know if that's him in the queue there with the 1111111 number, but I do not pick them up because I got scammed on one of those once. I will not pick them up. Lee is on the line. Mark Neal, my old friend from high school. What's happening? Bobby. Bobby's on the line. Alan, he ran for an office there up in North Carolina. Eric is watching. I hope you're still there, Eric. We got a great show on tap. Everybody else there in the live feed, thank you. It's 12:10 p.m. Tuesday in New Zealand right now, ladies and gentlemen. You guys in the live feed see that. Thanks, Mandy. That's awesome. So now, without further ado, we're going to bring in our guest. He's Christopher Crowley. He's running for state attorney down there in Southern Florida. We'll get the exact area and location right now as we bring him on to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Our featured guest this evening, Mr. Christopher Crowley. Welcome to the show, sir.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
All righty. So you guys got an interesting race down there for the state attorney. What's the district exactly for folks listening?
It's a large area of Southwest Florida. It includes Naples, Fort Myers, Lee, Collier, Charlotte, and Henry, in Glades County. It's 1/10 the size of Florida. It's a huge area, but most of the population is around Fort Myers and Naples, Florida, southwest corner.
Right.
And I'm actually running for the. Go ahead.
And they were hit pretty hard by the hurricane. The hurricane nailed them, and Marco Island got pretty hit pretty hard. No.
Yes, Marco Island's part of Collier County, which is part of what they call the 20th Judicial Circuit. And I'm running to be the chief prosecutor for the 20th Judicial Circuit, the 5-county area.
Have you run before? Is this your first shot?
I held a minor party post in the Republican Party, but my first run for real elective office to actually hold a position. I was a prosecutor for 15 years as an assistant state attorney, basically an assistant DA. I've also got 20 years in the Army Reserve, mostly as a prosecutor. Originally, I was in the artillery, but then I got a commission in the JAG Corps.
Right. Excellent. Well, thank you for your service and sacrifice protecting our country. Hey, military reserves are the military.
Yeah, still in the reserves. Still in the reserves.
Still in the reserves. God bless you, brother. Yeah. Thank you. I never served.
Thanks.
But I've never served in any capacity. And I'm ashamed of that sometimes, but I know my brothers and sisters and patriots who love this show know I care deeply about my veterans, and I try to bring awareness to issues as much as I possibly can, and at least try to help as much as, you know, you see a guy there and he's a veteran, he's buying a cup of coffee. You don't hurt to buy that guy a cup of coffee. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, especially if he's an enlisted grunt too. I started as an enlisted grunt, but now I'm a lieutenant colonel. And I always tell people, don't buy me a coffee. Find some private or some sergeant and buy him a cup of coffee.
Yeah, right. I go to there's a store I go to in the morning, and there's a guy in a uniform there. If he's in front of me, I buy his coffee, you know. And I expect the guy that's behind him should buy his coffee. I don't usually, you know. He's always in there. I see him. I bought him probably 5 coffees already.
Good that's for you. Thank you.
You know, do your part, people. Okay. Take care of those guys. They put their ass on the line for you, for me, so I could blab and have cool candidates like Christopher come on. Can I call you Chris or is it Christopher?
Please just call me Chris. Chris Crowley.
Chris Crowley, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now a little more formal. You can call me Savant.
Okay.
You can call me Savant. I'm good at one thing, radio. Yeah, I'm good at one thing, radio. Everything else, I'm an idiot. Just kidding. Hey, if you can't pick on yourself, who can you pick on? You know what I'm saying?
Sure. So, no, right, it's great to be here on Patriot Radio.
Right. And so what prompted you to finally go, that's it, I got to go for this job? What was the reason, what was the thought behind you saying, all right, I'm making it official, I'm doing it?
Well, I love prosecuting bad guys, and we've got a growing violent crime problem in Southwest Florida. Currently, the conviction rate at the state attorney's office is 39%. And they're also passing up on some major cases that they should prosecute. So I decided over a year ago to jump in the race.
Excellent. And it sounds like a good reason, 39% conviction rate. How many in your time, in those 39%, what's the mix of people that are getting arrested? What are they, like robbery suspects, drug suspects? What's the
everything?
Main, all right, everything's going on down there. Is it getting,
yeah,
and it's getting worse?
Actually, small crime is down, so you're less likely to get your car stolen, but you're more likely to get raped, robbed, or killed. We've got some really rough neighborhoods. We've got some great neighborhoods. I mean, Naples, Florida, Sanibel Island. They're just
beautiful,
gorgeous. You get into certain areas of Lee County, Florida, a place called Lehigh Acres, a place called Dunbar. It gets really rough there, particularly at night. Tons of unsolved homicides, lots of robbery, lots of gangs. Violent crime is on the rise in those neighborhoods, and if it keeps going this way, it's going to get out to the other neighborhoods, and I'm really concerned about violent crime.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And personally, how, as a prosecutor for 15 years, what was your personal conviction rate?
Well, the last 2 years I was there, I was in the post-conviction unit where I basically defended the defense attorneys when the guy came after his attorney saying his attorney didn't do a good job. I had a 98% conviction rate there. I just come back from military leave. And for 2 years I was in post-conviction, I had a 98% success rate. I'm not saying every prosecutor has to have a 98% success rate, but right now 38% just ain't cutting it. It's a big problem. They've also passed up on prosecuting large-scale animal cruelty cases. They've got a series of illegal slaughterhouses.
I was just
afraid
to go there.
Yeah.
Right.
The state attorney's office right now just won't touch that. They say there's a technical reason, but it's bullshit. They just don't want to take on the tough cases. The current state attorney's office. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, this show has just become rated PG-13 by me because of bad language.
I'm sorry. It's just that the current prosecutor's office in Southwest Florida, they really have a sheepish attitude towards violent crime. They've passed up on murder cases. They've passed up on animal cruelty. They're given probation
right.
to serial rapists. It's a big problem, and that, I'm calling for change.
In light of what took place in Parkland, right? Has the enforcement agencies done anything to protect the kids down there, or are they just going as business as usual?
Yeah, no, the sheriffs are concerned. The sheriff up in Charlotte County, which is part of my circuit, he's tried to make sure that each school has a duty officer, and he says once it goes over 1,000, he wants another officer. And they've been trying to do what they call school hardening, the entrances, limiting the entrances.
Right.
So they have tried to do with school what they call school resource officers. My concern more is prosecuting bad guys, particularly repeat felons, violent felons. You know, they say 5% of the criminals commit 80% of the crime.
And prosecuting people who make threats, who say things like, hey, I'm going to go down there and do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
Maybe things like Parkland don't happen. Is they get these guys when they're making threats, maybe making pertinent threats and knowingly having firearms and a record of erratic behavior with calls to the house.
They had that really stupid program over there where everybody would get a pass in felony court. I'm going to have no business with that. If
felony
you commit a seriously violent felony, sorry, you're going to do some time. If it's a first-time nonviolent felony, you're probably going to do some probation. I really want to get tough, really tough on the violent stuff, the robbery, the murder, the sexual assault. I used to specialize when I was a prosecutor in going after repeat child sex offenders. I was the Jimmy Rice prosecutor. which I love doing. I love prosecuting criminals. I did over 100 jury trials. I love going to court. I love the whole law and order, I guess, for lack of a better term, drama. I was very good at prosecuting bad guys.
So, where do you stand on the Constitution as the rule of law?
I'm a strict Federalist. I was vice president of the Federalist Society, and when I went to law school up in Boston at Suffolk University Law School.
Nice.
You know, yeah, I'm not looking to, you know, and I'm a big follower of the 10th Amendment. I really think that states should decide.
Right.
A lot of individual. I mean, Florida, we just legalized medical marijuana, and that's fine. If somebody's got glaucoma, you know, or cancer, and they need to use a joint, I could care less. I'm much more concerned about the rise in violent crime.
Well, if they had some sort of regulation of it and they legalized it, the violent crime would go in half probably in a month, because the cartels won't have any business, because I can go to the corner store if I wanted to get a pack of Marlboro Gold. You know, instead if you want some, you got to go down to you got to jump in the car with Cheech. Hey, man, we're in the Love Machine. We're going to go downtown and we're going to score a lead, man. You know, like something like that. And then you take yourself in danger.
A lot of people have argued with me about marijuana, but I'm not running for the legislature. All I know is the legislature or the people through a ballot initiative in Florida, they legalized medical marijuana. So I have no problem with that.
I think it was a mistake. I think they did it wrong. But the people had to act because the legislators were dragging their feet. So the people acted.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
You know? So the animal cruelty issue, what's going on down here? So you got houses down there and stuff like that.
Well, we had these weird guys set up these four kind of large-scale slaughterhouses in the eastern part of Lee County. And a great group called the Animal Recovery Mission did a great undercover operation. They were selling horse meat. They were breeding. Yeah, they were breeding fighting dogs. They were tearing cows apart alive. They were doing all. They were like tearing goats apart alive, Santeria stuff. And the state attorney's office and the lady I'm running against, Amira Fox, refuses to prosecute this. And you can be a conservative, you can be a liberal. What's wrong is wrong, and they should prosecute these slaughterhouses, and they're still operating today. And it's made Lee County, which is the biggest county in my circuit, become the statewide capital for animal cruelty. Other animal slaughterhouses are moving here because the state attorney's office gives them a break. I really want to prosecute some of these guys. You can't sell horse meat in Florida for human consumption. And that's what's been going on in Lee County, which, like I said, is the biggest county in my area.
And it's out of control. Are they distributing locally? Are they sending the meat out of state? Where are they distributing the meat?
Originally, they were selling it retail. And this guy, Richard Kudo from the Animal Recovery Mission, took an undercover camera and went out and bought horse meat, which is a felony in Florida. You can't sell it for human consumption. And he bought it, and then he went in and he took all these videos, and it was an open market. Now they're selling more wholesale into friends of theirs. They kind of shut down the retail public operation. There's been protests. It's in a place called Buckingham, Florida, which is actually a pretty nice area. They've got these four illegal slaughterhouses, and they're out there all the time. And I was out there with a bunch of protesters who were really upset. And one of the owners got out of his car and started threatening me in Spanish. He came over to me with his cane and started screaming at me in Spanish because I don't think he should sell horse meat. And he got real angry at me when I said that. And they were breeding fighting dogs, which is also a felony in Florida. It's just the prosecutor's office decided to take a pass for technical reasons.
What's the technicality that they're claiming that they would not prosecute illegal slaughterhouse where they're tearing goats and cows apart alive?
The Animal Recovery Mission did some undercover videos, and they did it without the sheriff's office. And the sheriff's office got all bent out of shape because the Animal Recovery Mission, a lot of former cops work for them. And this group, ARM, did it better than the sheriff's office. And some egos were bruised from some of the – one local deputy really got his panties in a bunch. And
so
they called up the state attorneys.
So they're letting their egos and their pride guide them instead of doing – Right.
Yes, and then the state attorney's office, particularly the woman I'm running against, she's not the incumbent, she's the chief deputy, she's the chosen successor. Amira Fox just decided to give all these slaughterhouses a pass. And in Florida, you cannot sell horse meat for human consumption. You cannot breed dogs for fighting. And that's all they were doing out there. And you're supposed to put an animal down. You're supposed to put an animal down quickly and humanely. It's in the Florida statutes, and they weren't doing that. There were these kind of weird guys out there. A lot of them were from third world countries, and they were just tearing animals apart alive. I saw the videos. It was shocking. And Amira Fox in the state attorney's office just gave him a pass.
And they have no reason except it's on a technicality.
Well, they argue that the videos are illegal, but when you videotape undercover in a public area, there's no expectation of privacy. And the case law is real clear. You can videotape outside in an open market secretly because there's no expectation of privacy when you're out in a shopping mall or at a retail market. You can't secretly videotape in somebody's office or somebody's home. But these were open retail ranches that were selling meat and poultry and fighting dogs. And this guy, Richard Kudo, he's really, really an interesting guy. He's really he's bold. He went in there with the Animal Recovery Mission and took tons of videos in these open markets. The state attorney's office used an excuse saying, oh, well, we think that the videos might get suppressed in court, so we're not going to charge anyone. They charged one guy with a misdemeanor, though, one guy. But they tore pigs apart alive. It was pretty rough. If you go to the Animal Recovery Mission's website, they've got a whole subdirectory on Lee County and how bad Lee County has become. And it's bringing other crime because some of these illegal slaughterhouses also have – they also sell drugs. They've had an illegal cantina. It's really out of control, and there's a lot of Santeria stuff of animal sacrifice, and it's gotten the eastern part of our county a bad name, which is not a good thing. And I know we can prosecute. Yeah.
So you want to get in there and clean house?
I do. I don't want Lee County to become the capital for animal cruelty of Florida.
Right. Right, not on your watch. I agree. And a felony's a felony. For some reason, certain people get away with felonies. You know what I mean? You're a guy who likes equal justice under the law. What do you think of this FBI fiasco? What's unfolding in front of us with Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, Rod Rosenstein, and the rest of these clowns that are supposed to be the most top-notch law enforcement officials in the country? In your eyes, what's your opinion?
I agree with my congressman is Francis Rooney, and he wrote a letter to President Trump saying clean house. They need to go to the top level of the FBI. It just needs to all be fired.
And arrested.
30, 40 people. Well, at least fired. You can start with being fired. Some of these people are still there. And they're all political. They're all deep state types. You just need to clear them out. When I come in at state attorney, there's about 112 people who work at the state attorney's office. And I'm probably going to come in and get rid of, politely asked to leave, 10 to 20 people. You got to clear at the top to set a new direction. And,
hey, Chris, I got a question on the live feed. A question on the live feed from Jay Karma. When has the east side of our city ever had a good name?
actually Buckingham, Alva, great places to live. Some people set up farms there and work in Fort Myers. Lehigh's got a bad rep, but parts of it are actually very nice. If you want to go out there and set up your house, you can get a couple acres. Some people I know have goats, chickens, cows, and you're only 20 minutes from downtown Fort Myers. So, you know, the east part of Lee County is actually a great suburban community, and a lot of people have farms out there. Buckingham and Alva are some of the nicest places. The problem is that they stopped prosecuting some of these illegal slaughterhouses, and it's giving the whole county a bad name. And that's the biggest difference between myself and the lady I'm running against, Amira Fox. She won't prosecute that, the nonsense, the felonies out there, and I will.
Right. And you know, that's the job of the prosecutor and the deputy attorney and the attorney general of a district, to prosecute crime, not just felonies, misdemeanors.
Sure.
Then you got lower costs with traffic issues and, you know, littering.
DUIs. Yep.
DUIs, you know.
Yep.
There's a whole range of law enforcement. And
I'd like to tell people, if I could, my primary is August 28th, and that will determine the whole election. The area is so Republican that August 28th determines the whole election, and you have to be a registered Republican. I know you have a lot of listeners in this area.
Right.
Some people say, I'm mad at Mitch McConnell, so I'm going to register independent. You have to be a Republican to vote in my primary. It's a closed primary. It's August 28th of this year. It's only coming up in about 7-8 weeks.
Right. And do you have anywhere people can donate to your campaign or volunteer, go door to door and sign petition, whatever you need? Where can people go to do that?
Well, Crowley2018.com. That's Crowley, Crowley2018.com. I'm also on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, but I'm much more on Facebook. Chris Crowley in Fort Myers, Chris Crowley for state attorney. I have a great following and a great network of really incredible people on Facebook. I was at Sean Hannity today. He came in to endorse DeSantis, and I had a dozen people walk up to me and say, Chris, I've never met you before, but I know you through Facebook. It's a great network for conservatives, for Republicans. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me at Crowley2018.com. What is great, since you mentioned petitions, is last year we collected, earlier this year and last year, we collected 8,000 petitions to get on the ballot. And that was a tremendous effort by a lot of great volunteers and a lot of great people. We got on the ballot through the petition process instead of paying the $10,000 fee. It was a great way to go out and meet people.
Well, the person who asked that question said, oh, he's a local harvester in the area, and it's clear you have not seen the activities in the area that he has or she has.
Parts of Lehigh Acres are really rough. That's out in East Lee County, and parts at Lehigh Acres, you just can't be at night. It's gotten so
There's
rough out there.
There's parts of every county.
Yeah.
There's parts of every county where there's a bad neighborhood. Nature of the beast.
If we had a state attorney who really cracked down on violent crime and went after some of the worst, you know, word gets out. You don't want to mess with that county. You don't want to be in the 20th Circuit. You want to – if you're a criminal, they hear, oh, that prosecutor, he means business. You don't want to go out there. Yeah, I hear that Crowley guy, that he'll prosecute you. He'll put you in prison. Reputations get started. If you've got a wimpy sheriff or a wimpy state attorney, criminals hear that. They really do.
Yeah, and then they know that. People don't realize that a lot of folks who get caught up in criminal activity – went to college, they have educational backgrounds. A lot of people who wind up in a life of crime. They're not stupid. You know, they know how to work computers and cell phones and technology and get information. How do you think these guys hack gas pumps, for crying out loud? They're not idiots.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
We've had a lot of that, the fake swipe machines at the gas stations. Yep. We've had a good chunk of that here. So
they're not idiots, you know. So then
yes.
Now what there's a little issue that came up regarding a supposed book written by Miss Fox's father.
Yeah. It's not a supposed book, it's an actual book. It's called From Palestine to America. You can buy it on Amazon. Her father wrote it. My opponent's father, Amira Fox, wrote the book, dedicated it to his daughter. And basically the book is about how Jews are evil and Israel should be abolished. It's a radical pro-PLO book, and it's dedicated to Amira Fox, the lady that I'm running against. She won't renounce the book. All I did was, about 2 weeks ago, I had a press conference on the courthouse steps, and I said, renounce the book. Just renounce it. Say, I love my father, but I don't agree with the book. She wouldn't do it. She has some radical Palestinian views, pro-PLO. Her uncle was actually on the board of the Palestine Liberation Organization, which I think is a terrorist organization. And this woman is running for chief prosecutor.
If you believe in Jesus and the good book, Israelis are the chosen people.
Well, if you're pro-Trump and you're conservative, you're pro-Israel. And this book is radical. And her dad put a whole chapter dedicated to her and her sister. And my opponent has smiling photos in the book, and she's taken $1,000 from her dad. His name is Tahir Dejani, and he is a code pink type of guy. He's been involved with that radical group CARE. And I asked his daughter, do you agree with this book? And she will not renounce it. And I think it raises red flags. Do you want a chief prosecutor who holds radical pro-PLO views?
I don't know. It's pretty scary. That's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And so the primary is August what?
August 28th in Southwest Florida. The primary statewide is August 28th. But my entire election will be August 28th.
Is there an actual voting district that is called out there for people to know if they looked at their voter registration card?
It's the 20th Judicial Circuit, which makes up Lee, Collier, Charlotte, Hendry, and Glades County, which is basically the southwest corner of the state. Naples, Fort Myers, Clewiston, LaBelle, Punta Gorda, Marco Island, Sanibel Island, Cape Coral. Those are the big cities of the area. Port Charlotte, Englewood. It's a big area. Go ahead.
And real quick before we wrap up, tell folks kind of what your plan is. You want to get the conviction rate up, things like that. Tell folks what your plan is one more time, and then give out your websites and everything so folks can contact and connect with you.
A lot better training for the prosecutors. They just get thrown into court. I'd like to work a lot closer with the cops. You know, they set up task forces. The state attorney's office won't participate. But the number one thing I want to do is tougher sentences for repeat offenders and violent offenders. My website is Crowley2018.com, Crowley2018.com. You can donate. You can email me on that. You can, if you want to write a letter to the editor, if you want to come door-to-door canvassing with us, we're doing that on the 7th. If you want to help out in any way, shape, or form, we'd love to have you on board. Crowley2018 is the website. And yes, you can donate there. And if any amount you want to give would be great, including from New Zealand.
And if you could post me some links. That would be great. Folks are asking for links in the live feed. Maybe head over to the live feed here and post your links real fast before you complete bail out. That would be awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're down there in the 20th Judicial District in the Sunshine State, and Chris sounds like your guy, There you go. All the information we'll get onto the web pages for Patriot Nation Radio. If he's your guy, you can get the information there. Chris, thanks for coming on, sir.
Thanks for having you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes,
Patriot
sir.
Nation Radio. Okay. Great. Thank you, sir. All right. Take
thanks,
care, everyone.
Chris.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
My son made this little thing. Remember these, folks? Three, one, two, three, four, five. Blue, B-L-U-E. Everything you look will be a savage person. Everywhere you look will be a savage person. You savage! fun. We love the kids, man. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen.
You smell like a hot dog and you look like an ass.
Mason! Lord have mercy. I can't believe he just did that. Well, anyway, we got a show coming up here real soon with my friend Renee, my friend Danielle, and my friend Eric. Eric has done some good research on the situation at the Mandalay Bay, and Renee and Danielle were at other locations where gunfire took place, where people have been denying their story. There is no denying the story any longer, as 911 calls have been released, ladies and gentlemen. And there is a list of these 911 calls. And we got it. We got the list. If I can get it to play. Something's wrong here. What happened? Won't play for me. Come on, it played before. We got it to play. Everybody heard the 911 call before. Let's see what happens here. All right. Anyway, we have it. You heard me play it before. Let me get to it. I'm going to get it because it's important stuff. Yeah, I got through here. Timeline of hell. Here we go. They had one lady calls into 911 hollering, "You better get some air support. They're shooting out of a helicopter." I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to go through this, so when we have our show next week, you'll be able to hear a lot of it. There's some serious, serious stuff happening here. I'm going to go back to this one here. Where is it? Call 48. I think this is the helicopter. Let's see what happens. But yeah, we had Chris Crowley on. He's down there in the 20th Judicial District of Florida. He's running a campaign where he wants to raise the rate of prosecution. I can't get it to play now, folks. What a drag. He wants to raise the rate of prosecution from 39%. Prosecute people who are committing felonies in reference to illegal slaughterhouses and animal cruelty, which is not being prosecuted now in the district. So that's what we got going on there. For some reason, it's not letting me play here now my 911 calls that I played before. You heard me play it before, folks. We had it on. We listened to it. It played. So we're going to look through the history and see what happens. History. I don't see it. Anyway, archives and Telehub, we might get it there. Let's see. It's really insane stuff. Let's try here. Let's see what happens. We'll try it. If not, I'll make sure that I got it for the next show and that we can hear everything, because it's seriously important stuff what they're releasing here now. For some reason, I updated the thing before and it worked, so I got to do some sort of an update and it'll work again, but I can't do it now. We're live. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's saying on no error occurred. I had to fix it before. I went into some damn thing and I updated it and then it worked. But anyway, you heard the 911 call before. It's pretty serious stuff. I wonder if I can get it on this phone. I'll try to get it here. Let's see. It's important. We need to hear it. You know, I'm going to turn the Wi-Fi off on this, the Bluetooth off on this, so I can turn the Bluetooth on this thing. There we go. And we'll try to get it. We'll see if we can't rock it out here. Mini Bazooka. Let's see through the Mini Bazooka. Mini Bazooka will be jamming. All right, here we go. Let's see. Folks, it's really serious stuff. We're going to do a show Monday on this very topic. And we're going to put, I will definitely get these here so that you can hear them. And I'm going to get one right now that you'll be able to listen to. Here we go. I'm going to play, I'm just going to play one random. How about that? How about this one? A couple of random 911 calls from October 1st. Not playing now. Having bad luck. Try this one. There we go. What's the happening? Probably not hooked up to the Bluetooth. Try it again. It's going to make a noise. Here you go. Ready? There we go. Hey, it's not connected. Why not? I'm trying, folks. This is important stuff. I really want to get it out to you guys and so you can hear some of this stuff. What's happening? Here we go. I don't know why I ain't playing. I played it all before. It's crazy. Now it won't play. Play someone, try to play the one we played before. Maybe it'll play that one. Yeah, that one loaded right up. There you go. It won't play. It's loading. I see it loading, folks. Anyway, they have released 1,100, the first 518. They are from Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay, October 1st, from the situation that occurred there. And I'm going to page. Here we go. Let's see. This looks like it might work now. It's reloading the page. Won't play for me. I don't get it. Not playing. Anyway, I'm glad, Dan. Thanks. That's really wonderful that you've done that for us. Thanks for sharing. People are nuts. Uh-oh. Almost canceled the show. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. I'm hoping to maybe get some of this darn audio, man. It's crazy. I don't know why I ain't playing. It won't play. Play some music. I got to figure this out. Folks, you got to hear this. Freedom Rings, Dave Bray. I want to figure this out. That's why I'm on the phone.
For every soul from every war, across the seas, around our shore, every fold of our flag, the coffins of every daughter and every son.
folks. That is Freedom Rings, Dave Bray. You can check that out. Uh-oh, it's kind of telling me I can't open these files. Here we go. I might have it here. Hold on. What's happening? Getting close. I may have it here, folks. Oh, here we go. Maybe got it. Opening. Opening. I think I found it. Let's see what happens. Who knows? Anyway. These technical issues sometimes occur. We had this gentleman who's on tonight. He was running around with Ron DeSantis and Sean Hannity down there today. Sean Hannity's in here campaigning with this gentleman, Chris Crowley, and he's campaigning with Ron DeSantis. So, you know, and it's not, figure it out, and I will have audio for us next week, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I wonder if I could just do this. I wonder if this will play. It's from shocking new footage. Maybe it'll play. I gotta just, anyway, we're going to wrap this show up. I'm going to go over the schedule here in a minute. And we'll, we got a show coming up Monday. We're probably going to be talking about Vegas and the things happening there. But here we go. Let's try this. Let's try it. Here we go. This is from some video footage, Mandalay Bay, new footage. See what the audio sounds like. And then we'll do the Star Spangled Banner and go home.
Gunfire's behind us. Get far away.
I do need the
Coming out. The truth's coming out, folks. The truth is coming out. That's pretty unbelievable stuff right there, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. You hear a helicopter, then you hear a... I don't know. And the helicopter is loud and clear. And then on these, in these things here, a young lady has stated that you're going to need air support. There are helicopters. He's shooting out of a helicopter, and it's plain as day. I don't know why I can't get it to play on this device here, but we'll make sure we get it to work Monday. All right. My good friend Pastor Sylvester Bland is having the Prophecy Conference October 12th, 13th, 14th at the Four Points Sheraton in Kansas City at the International Airport. Send at least one family member to the Prophecy Conference and join the fun. We're going to be just fellowship with fellow patriots, having a conference and learning, melding and joining together in unity. Good stuff happening. Pastor Sylvester Bland and the United Saints of America. Check him out Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us, and get out to the Prophecy Conference. All the information is there at his website, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. And if you go to the beginning of this video, folks, you will hear the footage, the 911 call, where they're in a hangar at an airport and there's gunfire. Crazy stuff. Unbelievable stuff. I will try to get the link posted to my page. Maybe you can just go there and get it yourselves and listen to it. But without any further ado, it's time for me to wrap up this show. And just check out Patriot Nation Radio Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I am working on some guests. We are working on some things. They are coming up here in the near future. Announcements to come very soon. Of course, we'll be doing the Vegas update show with these new 911 calls that have been released. If anything, I'll try to get them downloaded into a player or something, and then we'll just play them individually as I scope through them, write down, jot down which ones are going to be most important, and we'll play them. But anyhow, we're going to do Dave Bray, Star Spangled Banner. If you're still here with us in the live feed, great. I'm going to put the flag in front. You can rise with us and join in the saluting of our flag, as the 4th of July is just 2 days away. It's very important that we always remember this. The Constitution, giving us this Constitution, and the reason we celebrate 4th of July. Of course, very important here at Patriot Nation Radio. So join me, the National Anthem, until we meet again Monday, 8 p.m. right here. Good night. God bless you. God bless America.
Oh, say,
DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. Get your copy today, DaveBrayUSA.com. And also don't forget LibertyRush.com, folks. Thanks to everybody for tuning in tonight. It's my pleasure once again to host this wonderful show here on the internet and the Facebook live feed. Until we meet again, good night. God bless you. God bless America.